Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, hang on one second.
What's good, bro?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good Friday, man. Hang on.
Yes, sir. Gamma just wanted me to tell you
yeah.
to give him a thumbs up if everything's good.
Oh, gotcha.
And to hit record before you start recording.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. Yeah, so I appreciate that. I'm about to upload everything in a second, so. Definitely appreciate the heads up. Matter of fact, we just hit that right now.
Recording in progress.
Tell him to what?
Oh no, just let him know I said good looking, and I'm about to start uploading everything right now. Yeah, my Instagram's been wilding where I put the link to the show.
Yeah.
In a story, but it'll mm-hmm. black out everything but the link. I don't know if you see
yeah.
that before on my story.
Yeah,
you see that, right?
It's not only doing that for your story, it's doing that on my podcast page too. I tried to publish something and slid the slide over to show a different image, and it just went black.
It's glitchy as fuck. But you know what? It's actually cool because it like adds mystery. I've noticed more people have clicked on just seeing that link in a blacked out screen. It actually works better, I think, because it adds some intrigue. Like, what is this? You know what I'm saying?
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, like one link I put up got like 90 clicks on it. All right.
90? You said 90 clicks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Let me see what I'm saying. Oh boy. Okay.
Knicks scoring 100 points in third quarters and back-to-back games. 100 points. That's wild.
By the third quarter, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get down to the on the 19th.
Okay. Because
my mom's selling the house because she's moving down to Georgia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
I mean, if you can, you can. Like, you know, don't break your neck or anything. I'm just letting you know, like, that's the plan. If you can, you know, we'll get it popping.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure it out because I do want to be down there.
Yeah.
But if the house is on the market, she may have gotten a house. I'm still waiting to hear back on that.
Gotcha.
So, like, I may not have a place to stay because everyone's going in the house, so I can't just leave my shit in the house. So I might be living out. I'm going to try to see if I can go to a friend's house and whatnot. That's what I got to figure out.
Gotcha.
Because I could do it for one night on a Friday, but be there for a couple of days might be tough.
Okay. Well, let me just hit this tips post game. Yeah, so let me know. When do you think you'll know by?
Hoping to figure that out by Sunday or Monday.
Okay.
Is that enough time?
Yeah, more than enough time. Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to go, you know, regardless if you can make it or not. I'm good to go. So I'm just letting you know, like, you know what I mean? If you can't make it, it'll be good.
Okay. You got plans for this weekend?
Nah.
You have Monday off?
What is Monday?
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Was it Columbus Day?
Yeah.
Do we have Monday off? That's a good question. I think we do, actually. I got to check. That's a good fucking question, bro. It's a great fucking question.
You work for a bank, don't you?
Yeah, I don't even be knowing, man. I just fucking...
No, you should be. You should be having those days off if you work for a bank.
I know. Wait, which one was this on? No.
There's a lot of positives.
Let's see if we Gucci.
This is just
hot. Damn. Didn't work. Oh, fuck. You working?
Nah, hang on.
Where's the ones I had the last time, bro? Hold on. Fucking hell. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Underscore Gamble. Okay, it's this one.
He's creating a lot of good things for us.
Oh, my God.
Say, you know, like, he can, they got one all our players on stage. He can play well without shooting well. His last, his athletic.
Fuck me, man. Hang on.
He had several good drives. And then, like, I want him to read. Because the collapse, you've done your job. Now spray.
Okay, let's see now. There we go. Let's fucking go. Okay.
All right. You got him HD? You got the highlights in HD?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. I didn't get those yet. Hang on.
I thought that's what you were getting hyped about.
I was hoping so, but hang on.
I should go for a run today, but it looks like it can rain.
Save on Epic.
I found that interesting, what he just said there. But don't you think he's pretty much out of the top 10? You think he is, but Keon Ryan hasn't played in the preseason.
Exactly.
And, but it's not like he's just kind of a message. If he's not just trying to, like, make sure that Deuce knows, like, give him some flowers because he knows how hard he's playing.
Oh, shit.
But he's made it clear, like, no, it's got to be Merritt Pace. He's playing past Merritt Pace. And somebody said, you know, it's going to be hard for him to crack the rotation. And he's just like, no, it's not. You know, he doesn't want, and I think, I love that, what Tip just said there, because what he doesn't want is that to be put in someone's head. A guy like Deuce, who plays his heart out, played hard again in this game, he had six steals in the first preseason game, he had two more in this game, and it's you don't want to tell him you're not going to play, but you want him to stay ready, but the reality is it's probably going to be hard for him to play. Probably, but it doesn't mean that if I need you, it's not, you know, break glass in case of emergency and put him in the game, because he'll always be ready, and that's what I think Tibbs loves about him, and it's sort of that message to everybody else on the roster.
Just all right. Yeah, the highlights are still freaking.
If you're ready to play, I'll use you more. So it's an interesting thing that he said there about Deuce, but, you know, you can see that he's got decisions to make with his rotation. You can see already, too, he's seeing who plays well in what groups, and those groups will play together. That's why quickly and Obi, he talked about their great chemistry together. That's why those two together on the floor a lot. We're going to see a lot of those two together. Depth should be a strong super team.
Nope, still shitty. Yeah, it's a new thing, man. Let's see. The Obi ones are good. All right, so we'll use the Obi ones for now.
All right. Yeah. Good. It'll give me my ammo for not a dud pick.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
Okay. I don't know what he was talking about with that. All right, let me jump on the Discord. Check, 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 check. Okay, Discord's Gucci. All right. So I'll use the bathroom real quick. Be right back. All right. Let's see here. We right here. We right in. Okay. Let's see. It's like a new thing. It's definitely a new thing with these highlights, man.
Would your computer like crash if you tried to download as you were streaming?
No, I did it last time.
Oh,
so,
you did?
So
okay.
We're good. I mean, I got
and it
good.
Took about like.
Yeah, it's going to take more than 20 minutes, yeah?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. I mean, we don't need highlights to make the show go. You know what I mean? It's just a good to have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's just for presentation.
Yeah. Check one, check two, check one, check two, check, check. Got to get used to these new levels. Check
one.
So
you got a new soundboard?
Check. I updated OBS, and it's kind of the interface is just. I mean, it's not completely different. But why is? Hang on. But why is? Why is it going blank after that though? Hang on a second. To start. All right. Yeah, I don't know why this thing is doing that, but still there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. All right. Let's get going here. Okay. 47 from downtown. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Okay. Okay, got you. Got me. Look up 1 second. we'll close out with the Draymond stuff.
That dude's a fool, man. I want to know who released that video.
Hold on. Let me refresh a second. Let's see if it's ready now. It's not. How's the chat looking? I'm sure they're getting antsy. Let's go, man.
You know, yep. Who released the video was Fake Clay.
Yeah, right.
Fake Clay, like you said, CP, he got his revenge for getting kicked out.
Yeah, that's right. All right. We'll start it up. Still can't get them shits. All right, whatever. All right, here we go. Do. This thing's kind of skippy a little bit, though. Kind of skippy. Let's see how it goes. Check. Check.
We are the New York Knicks.
All right. Here we go. Another edition of Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Preseason edition. Knicks get another dress rehearsal victory, big victory tonight, 131-114 over the Hicks, which is always good, whether it's preseason or regular season against the Pacers. But that's not the story, Al. It is what it is. It's preseason. The story is Obi needs minutes. Those three words. Obi needs minutes. Because Obi Toppin once again had MSG rocking. 24 points, 10 of 14 from the field. Excellent night for Obi, man. And the Obi chants were going wild in the second half, man. As I said, 10 of 14. Had a key block on one end. Comes back on the other end with a nice between the legs jam over TJ McConnell, a known Knick nemesis. Nice job, man. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. So to everybody in the chat once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. CP the franchise, Alex Rotaris, a Traticaster in the building. Yeah, man. This is what I gotta say, man. Obi needs minutes. Needs minutes.
Thank you.
He needs minutes, you know. I mean, it's beyond obvious. You know, we talked about the stats last year, how, you know, his on-off efficiency, 93rd percentile in the league, and it was on display today. You know, out in transition, which is a specialty. Cherry picked a couple nicely. We need that. We need easy buckets. Shot the three ball fairly nice. You know, in the first half, it was a little rough going. Second half, locked in, was really dialed in, was hitting him from the top of the key. He was working. Remember in the summer when they were showing the off-season workouts, and he's working on some dribble moves on the baseline. Had a couple between the legs, a couple around the back. And people were like, oh, well, he's only, you know, he's going up against, you know, high school kids. He brought out the arsenal today. Looked good, man. Looked good. 24 points for Obi Toppin, man. Give me your thoughts.
Look, man, all I can say is that he's not a dud, right? He's not. A dud Look, pick. This kid came out here.
I'm gonna let you finish. I'm gonna let you finish. Go ahead. Do you think?
Okay. Just want to say he got 24 points.
Yeah.
10 for 14 in 20 minutes.
Yes.
He was 4 for 7 from the three. From three. You know.
Okay.
I wish I saw a little bit more rebounds from the dude.
Okay.
3 rebounds for tonight. But when you watch this kid, you see the energy. You know you need him on the court. Transition, dude. I can't get over how he went behind the back, drove to the basket, went against two defenders, and finished in traffic while in midair, okay? He shot very well tonight. You know, we had the four highlight dunks. That just gets not only the crowd going, but it gets the bench going. It gets everyone on the court going. The more minutes this kid gets will help the New York Knicks win basketball games because you just see, he just makes the game that much easier. We had – It was just electric, man. He's just an electric player. He needs to get more minutes, but he is not, and I say he is not a dud pick.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. How many minutes did Julius get tonight?
Julius got 22 minutes tonight.
Is that the norm? Or is that...
No, that won't be the norm. Okay. No, that won't be the norm.
Is this kid going to start?
No, he's not going to start.
Is he going to close?
Probably not now.
Is he going to close?
Maybe. Maybe. He might close some games. He might. That is a might.
If he does, then this coach has changed his stripe. The Leopard has changed his spots, which I'd be happy for. I'm all for it. He just came on the postgame show and said, playing time is going to be merit-based. Nobody's playing time is going to be etched in stone. It's going to be how they do on the court. Okay. That's the coach's words, not mine. I'd love to see it. What I'm saying is we saw this last year. 40-point game. All this was on display last year. It's fantastic. That's not the issue. The issue is he going to play consistent, heavy minutes? Because the team needs it. That's the only question. That's the only question that I have.
I hear you. But this is also to your point. And I got to go back because I had to go back into the archives.
Let's go.
To hear what you said about Obi Toppin.
Yeah.
On March 4th.
Let's go.
7 months ago when it was the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Against the New York Knicks out in Phoenix. At the 2-hour, 54-minute mark, you said you had more faith in Cam being a better prospect than Obi Toppin. You also said,
You also said
maybe these coaches know something that we don't and decided to put Obi, and you decided to put Obi in the same category as Frank Ntilikina. Yes.
Because it's not about, it wasn't talent in putting him in the same bucket as Frank. It's about the value of your assets. I had the same conversation with Alan Hahn. I had the same exact conversation with Alan Hahn. It is about the value of your assets. It's not about being on the same level as Frank and Kev. It is about what did you get out of those picks while you had them. And if the kid is going to be buried behind Julius Randle for his entire career, then it's a problem. I don't see how you guys can see it any other way.
Hold on. Here's another quote. Hold on. Here comes the talent. When it comes to talent, you have to trust these coaches who are NBA lifers and have more insight than we have. This comes back to why isn't Tibbs playing Frank Ntilikina? Why isn't Tibbs playing Obi Toppin? You said these words, my man.
Frank didn't play because Frank wasn't good. Obi played, but just played limited minutes.
And you said that Frank wasn't good. But I'm just saying, you put Obi Toppin in the same category as Frank Ntilikina, my guy.
In terms of the value that – in terms of the return on your investment. The return on your investment. Not talent.
I will say this. CP.
Yeah.
Knicks Nation, I ask all of you to go back and check the tape. Check the film.
Hold on.
As the attorney.
Hold on. I said – It's not comparing Obi to Frank and Kevin Knox in terms of talent. Those guys didn't play because they weren't good. What I'm saying is, when you drafted those two guys back to back, you had him, you have Obi after RJ. What are you getting on your investment? If you're burying the kid behind you, Julius played 22 minutes tonight. On a regular season game, that is probably never going to happen. Unless it's a blowout like it is tonight.
CP, I agree with you, my guy. You're my guy. You're my homie.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Asset management. I agree with that part 100%.
Correct.
100%. But I will not let you walk off that you said these words compared to talent-wise.
It was not compared to talent-wise. You see,
and
the rest of the people in the chat have
No. Knicks Nation. I asked Knicks Nation to go check that tape and go watch.
I leave all of the videos out there for you and all the people. Papa Left dropped the video on Twitter. It's selective hearing. I go through this exercise regularly with people. I just went through this exercise with the Donovan Mitchell situation where everybody said, oh, you wanted to trade everybody for Donovan Mitchell. And that's not even what I said.
No, that's not true. That's not even what I said. Oh, great.
look, man, I agree with you most of the time. This is the time I am not. You called Obi Toppin a dud pick. This man's not a dud pick. I'm just saying that.
Listen, based on your return on your investment, and that's all I
yes,
said.
Yes, I agree with that part.
So all I want
but
to
you
say
did
is,
mention
all
talent.
I want to say is when the season comes, I don't want to hear anybody calling in talking about why is he playing, why is he – I don't want to hear it. Do not call. Do not send that attention this way. Because all I'm going to say is, I told you so. That's all I'm going to say.
But no one's arguing about minutes. I'm arguing about talent.
Of course the argument is about minutes. What do you mean?
Every single night
people call in and argue about the kids' minutes. What are you talking about? What are we really talking about?
I'm talking about that you are talking about talent in that whole thing.
Absolutely not.
Talent. You
disagree.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Disagree.
Yes, sir. I say go back and check the tape. We'll keep the show rolling.
I know what I said.
I
got all the tapes.
I watched it.
It's at H.J. Smith of the chat. CP's right on this. Of course I am right. I know what I said.
Mm.
It's the same thing I talked to Alan on about on the
man,
Alan
and I got people in the chat saying, Alex for the win. Alex for MVP. I got Blood of the Ponta over here with me. All right?
I got fans in here, too.
It's all good,
selective,
my man. All good.
Selective hearing. Go to the court vision tapes on Obi Toppin. Me and Tommy D breaking down filming Obi Toppin. Give me a break. Don't tell me that I didn't know that this kid was going to be talented. Please. All right? Go to the tapes when we drafted Obi and listen to what I was saying. Go to the court vision tapes. We breaking down film. Don't tell me
you.
That I didn't see the talent.
I quote you. Why isn't Tibbs playing Frank? You put that in the same vein as Obi Toppin and then say, maybe the coaches know. I'm just saying.
Have we seen him out there with Julius playing together?
That's a totally different story.
Why is it?
That's a total.
Why is it?
This why
is your
is
draft
it?
Pick.
Because we're talking about.
This is your draft pick.
We understand what Tibbs is when it comes to rotations, my man. I'm just talking about talent. Talent. That's all I'm saying.
You can't tell me talent. I didn't see the talent. The tapes. Go if you want to see the same tapes, go to the Obi Toppin playlist that I have on the channel right now. If you want to talk about that, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
See,
everyone,
see,
go back.
You see how
go back,
selective.
Check that Sun tape.
You see how selective you are. You didn't go to the archives. When we broke it down on Court Vision
because
when he got drafted. You didn't break
well,
it down.
Court Vision. Court Vision was before.
What do you mean? On Court Vision, we showed you everything. Watch him in transition. Watch his passing.
I'm saying
way.
That was recorded before, man. You could have changed your mind. That's all I'm saying.
Lord.
You could have changed your opinion.
Oh, my goodness. Give me a break. Give me a break. So to everybody in the chat, man, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Anyway, good game. Good game by Obi.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
Great
game. Good game. Where else do you want to go? You want to talk about Obi's game some more? I'm here for
no,
it.
No, I think we're done. I think we're done for tonight. Because Obi did a great job. There's other players that did a great job.
Okay. So let's
RJ
go.
RJ Barrett has – you want to talk about all four dunks by Obi Toppin.
No, we could. No, first off, the block to the joint between the legs was hard.
Yo, that was fire.
That was definitely fire.
That was animal.
That
was animal level.
RJ, another efficient night, bro. What can you say about RJ, man? Knocked out four threes tonight, three the previous night. Jumper's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he went another 2 for 2.
How about that mid-range?
I think he went like 1 for 2 from the mid-range. Knocked down a couple.
Yeah.
He bricked one kind of badly from the free throw line. But I thought overall the shots looking good. You know, I thought RJ's shot was looking good.
He had a nice fadeaway jumper, and I was shocked by the fadeaway mid-range jumper that he knocked down. But I thought RJ's game was – I thought he was very decisive and very on point when he wanted to attack, when to get his teammates involved. I like that he led the offense in the first half. And then you just saw – besides RJ Barrett just going off in the first half, you then saw Brunson and then Randall start to trickle in. And you just see how with those three that it can kind of change gears as the game goes on who can provide scoring. That I want to point out, and I really liked about that. But RJ's game tonight, he played 27 minutes. I like how Tibbs was leaving him in there with the second unit for extensive stints. That, I think, is something that we're going to see this upcoming season. you know, we asked for some staggered minutes with these players, right, and told me these rotations. Maybe it was because you don't have Quentin Grimes and Evan Fournier tonight that you see RJ doing that, but I hope that translates into the regular season because I like that dynamic. It also gives RJ a little bit more of an opportunity to score and be that lead dog on the court without Brunson and Randall being out there as well and having to distribute amongst those three. I thought that was great just seeing RJ go amongst just – I think RJ's performance was just great tonight in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. And you even saw – you know, I don't know how often they're going to go to this, but he had some attempts of trying to create out of the post, you know, which is something mm-hmm. that with his size, if he draws a mismatch or he's going up against a smaller player, you know, why not go there, try to draw some contact, muscle your way into the paint that way, or – you know, you find somebody cutting, you find an open three-point shooter. I thought that's definitely interesting because I noticed it in the first game against Detroit. So I'm wondering if they're going to go to that a little more with RJ out of the post. But nevertheless, man, three-pointers is looking very sharp. Corner threes are looking nice. Knocked down a few off of Julius' passes, a few off of Brunson passes.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I thought RJ looked pretty solid. Brunson again. You know, the way he's able to score in the paint is just ridiculous. How crafty he is, you know, the way he uses his size, his footwork, the arc on his shot, you know, very strong player, man. 4 for 12 for Brunson tonight, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. Though Brunson was pretty solid once again tonight, 17 for Brunson, 18 for RJ, and then, you know, you had 15 for Julius. But what do you think about Brunson tonight?
Yo, Brunson, did you see him body Miles Turner just drive and use his body to knock him off the block?
That was the one where I was like, yo, this is impressive.
I mean, we talked about it all last season about Jalen Brunson. You and I, like, we're hyping up Brunson. We're talking about how his game, how he'd fit very well if the Knicks went after him before the Knicks signed him this offseason. But this is the type of stuff that we're looking for from a point guard, man, because after RJ scored, Brunson then took the reins and said, okay, we need some offense. We can't just let RJ just go all out. Let me start getting going and help this team. And you just saw that in the second quarter, a switch just flipped and he was starting to attack the paint, whether it was floaters, using his footwork to create separation and knock down the mid-range, whether he bodied somebody, he bodied Miles Turner on the block. Turner was shocked. His eyes were like, whoa, this
he
guy,
was shell-shocked.
How'd he move me?
He was shell-shocked.
Yeah, man. And then you just see how he's able to draw fouls, man. Like you said, he went 9 for 9 from the line tonight. Just another way. It's like how he praised Emmanuel quickly by the way he can draw fouls. That's the thing to Jalen Brunson's game that, you know, we need more of. You win games when you knock down a lot of free throws. And Brunson, for being a good shooter as he is, the fact that he can get to the line in this manner, this just another dimension to add to that starting unit. But, yeah man, Randall, like, you got to give kudos to Randall. Like, it was an efficient night for Brunson shooting wise, even though he did get to the line, and you can say the same for Julius, but Julius also got to the line as well because of his physicality, and he didn't have it going in the first quarter, but he started to turn it on. Like the second, third quarters when he really started going, he started to knock down some shots, started to go drive to the basket. I like when he drove to the lane. I think it was on Jalen Smith and he did a spin move and then got that nice layup, but he's also able to draw contact as well. And this is something that we really need to see more Randall into the regular season, what we didn't see last year. He brought back some old school Randall with him knocking down some threes and mid-range jumper.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was able to use his strength and get into the paint, we didn't see a lot of that last season. He just kind of forced a lot of shots. Tonight was also really good decision-making for Julius Randle. Even though he started off slow, he turned it around, and that's what you like to see, man. And Jalen Brunson, I think Clyde mentioned it before the game on the broadcast, that Randle's happy to have Brunson because it makes the game easier for him, and so he doesn't have to be this primary playmaker. Yeah, we saw Randle bring up the ball, and that's fine, but it's not solely reliant on Randle. I like Randle's game tonight. What about you?
Yeah, definitely, and I think because he saw, you know, Jalen Smith isn't a good defender whatsoever, so, you know, probably saw him as food and just went right at him. Yeah, my Miles Turner is a guy, that's his friend, that's his workout partner, so, you know, he was trying to get the upper hand on him as well. So I thought Randall was aggressive where he needed to be. Had some moments on the defensive end that wasn't so bright, but I think offensively certainly came together. Late second quarter, I think is when he really turned it on when the starters came back into the game. He got into a groove. I think he had, like, maybe 6 straight points or so. But but yeah, I thought Julius was pretty solid overall, man. 15.7 boards, 4 dimes, a steal. You know, another night where he's getting involved across the stat sheet. You know, and look, obviously we want the ball in Brunson's hands, creating. We want RJ to shoot, but Julius has to play. You know, offensively, he's got to come around as well because they're going to need him. Obviously, if he's going to be starting, he's going to be closing games. They're going to need him to kind of pick his spots where he can, you know, do his thing in isolation and still get his buckets. It just can't be, you know, getting the rest of the guys out of rhythm. You know what I'm saying? So he's kind of got to pick and choose. Mm-hmm. And I think he's been trying to do that these first couple of games. You know, he's been kind of – he hasn't really just been aggressive out the gate. He's been passing. He's been trying to facilitate, get guys in rhythm early, and then find his spots in the offense to get himself going. So I think so far it's been pretty decent for him in the preseason.
Yeah. I like what I've seen from Randall.
Yeah.
How about Cam?
So the story tonight with Quentin Grimes being out, Evan Fournier getting rest. You know, Fournier was playing in Eurobasket. So Cam did get the start. Not much to talk about. You know, wasn't really effective on either end, to be honest. You know, 2 points for Cam, 1 for 7 from the field, 2 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals. I mean, look, you know, Cam needs time, man. Cam needs time to get right. Obviously, you don't know if the ankle's bothering him, but for me personally, like I said during the lineup conversation, I think he's better suited to play with the second unit rather than the starters. Mm-hmm. For the starters, it's Brunson's ball, it's RJ's ball, it's Julius's ball. Like Cam is he's just a cog in the wheel, you know, with that starting unit. You know what I'm saying? Whereas with the second unit, I think there's more opportunity for him to be a bit more aggressive, to get his shot off more, to attack. You know, that second unit, one thing is, yeah, Obi will attack here and there. Quickly will find his spots. Rose will find spots. So if you notice in this game, they weren't really getting to the basket that much. You know, a lot of times they were kind of passing around the perimeter, getting guys going here and there. See, that's where I think Cam can kind of add a little bit of a wrinkle by inserting his athleticism into that unit, getting some easier buckets there. But with the starters, I don't really feel like he's going to really get his opportunity to really showcase himself. You know, that's just my opinion on Cam.
Yeah. I mean, played okay defensively tonight. Offensively, as you mentioned, that was the struggle. Only went 1 for 7 from the field, 0 for 2 from 3. Only got 1 board tonight. You got 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 rebounds. So solid 4 game from Cam. But I agree with you 100%. I think the second unit makes much more sense for him to be aggressive. You kind of saw it too, the way he played tonight. He was a little hesitant to go out there and really shine and try to use a lot of his skill set, because you have to make sure that RJ, Randall, Brunson gets their touches. And with 3 ball dominant players like that, it's not enough time for him to really get going. So I agree with you 100%. I think the second unit will be the best for him. It will just come down to, like, hopefully you see Evan Fournier next game so that way he can go with the second unit, because you talk about having first game gets injured. They want to protect him because of his ankle. You don't want him to be out for most of the season. Tonight, you don't have Fournier. You don't have Grimes. So you need a shooting guard. You put Cam into that slot. Doesn't really showcase what he can do all around. And I think if you're Tibbs and you're looking at that, you're going to go based on what you see. And until you see him actually – like play a full complete game offensively and defensively with the second unit, I still think it's putting himself into like this, like circle peg square hole, like situation where it's just like, he's not quite fitting. So you have to wait to find that right rotation with him in the second unit. So you can get something going there.
Maybe it's just his playing style, but it just seems just too lackadaisical out there, man. Like, you know, listen, it's a kid. He's playing at the highest level, you know. But I'm just saying, like, it just seems like it's just going through the motions out there half the time. That's just me. I don't know if he has another gear to him, but I don't know. It's just something is just not clicking for me with Cam right now. It's just not. I don't know. It's just not.
That was the same thing down in Atlanta, man. That's what they said down in Atlanta too. Yeah. Pretty sure.
It's just somebody said he's too cool. Like I don't know. He just seems he goes at like one speed, like one gear. You know.
like that hooper that you see on the basketball court, like when you play pickup, that just kind of just like can do all the moves that you want to, goes at his speed.
Yeah.
Will you say it's the same speed as that shooting video, that drill video that we saw? Is it that same speed?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's it. Right. Even in the workout videos, it's kind of just like, I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see what's going on. But, yeah, either way, in his minutes, you didn't really give him much. Quickly, another solid night for Quick tonight. I thought Quick was pretty good once again. Quickly finished with 17 points, 5 of 12 from the field. Another efficient night for Quick, man. 3-6 from downtown. What more do you want? I think Quickly's ready to go. He's in regular season form. 17 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, plus 6 on the night, man. Well, what do you think about Quick tonight?
Dude, he's just showing what we've known from him for a long time. It's just being stronger to get to the rack.
Yeah.
We're starting to see that. He's still taking contact. He's trying to drive. Even when he gets cut off in the middle of the lane, he's able to draw a foul. This is the type of stuff that you want to see from Quickly during the regular season. We know we're going to see it from Quickly. I mean, they were talking about during the broadcast. He's a guy that it's hard to keep out of the weight room, hard to keep out of the gym. So I'm just expecting this from Quickly. I'm just waiting for that mid-range game to come for him to be like a true three-level scorer.
Yeah.
You know, I think we saw a mid-range jumper tonight.
I think it was There's one that he knocked down a little bit inside the three-point line.
Yeah, but we need more of that to have a diverse arsenal from Quickly. That's the type of stuff I'm looking for.
Yeah,
we need him to be able to finish around the rim because Tibbs likes guards that can get to the rack and put pressure on the defense, but he's also got to diversify that game. So solid night for Quickly, but there's obviously still more to improve, but this is what I expect from him on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah, no question about it. And shout out my guy John Talento in the chat. He says we should bring back player ratings. We are going to bring back player ratings, but just not for the preseason, right? Because, you know, there's so many variables in the preseason that it's hard to really, like, you know, judge these players. Rotations aren't set yet. But once the regular season starts, we'll bring back player ratings. And then, like we said, you go to KnicksFanTV.com, you get the full player ratings for everybody that played on the Knicks by our guy Remy. He did one for the Knicks versus Pistons game. We'll do another one for tonight's game as well. So make sure you guys are going to KnicksFanTV.com. Got a lot of new articles by KnicksFanTV, Jalen, Luke, Remy. You got a lot of good stuff over there. So make sure you guys are going to KnicksFanTV.com for sure. For sure. But yeah, now we'll definitely do player ratings. Just not during the preseason, man. Shout out to David Fisher, $20 Super Chat says, there's no reason, barring being hot, to have to play anyone 35 minutes plus. Look at the 2004 Pistons. Not one player averaged more than 15 points per game or 35 minutes. Their identity was defense and an NHL-style rotation. Knicks could be that team. Well, I mean, with this type of depth, for sure. But, you know, it's really all on the coach, man. It's really all on the coach. That really hasn't been his style. Shout out to Jamar DeGreffenried. Shout out to Jamar, $10 Super Chat. Definitely appreciate that. Still trying to get the highlights, man. It's been taking a little while with the highlights, so just hang tight. Still trying to get the overall game highlights cracking, but we will get there. But in the meantime, Al, let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Benji from Manhattan. Benji, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big win tonight. Figured I'd keep the tradition going and call in after a win, but just a few observations from the game tonight. Obviously, Brunson, it's really refreshing to see how efficient he is around the basket. I think, like, a couple of his shots didn't drop, but you still see he gets to the line, super efficient there, gets his points, plays under control. Liked what I saw from Julius in that little spurt in the second quarter. Last year, Julius, to me, was like, rest in peace, Malik Sealy, but he was kind of like Stacey Patton from the movie Eddie. Like, he didn't want anyone around him. He was just like, get away from me. And now this year, he kind of, you see him like embracing, like he's embracing his teammates. Like, you can just see he's more like kind of in tune with the team and just kind of putting his head down and wants, seems like he wants to change fresh, things fresh up.
Start,
so I'm appreciating it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm seeing. Cam, that's worrisome. If you guys remember J.R. Smith, one of my favorite players of all time, he kind of had that like kind of lollygagging speed, but he was good at it because he could just like pull up from three from 28 feet when he had it going and just like nail shots, and he was just so gifted. But Cam doesn't seem to have that. His outside shot has always kind of been inconsistent, so a little bit worried there. I think, like you said, he would be better fitted on the second unit to give us a different look. He's good at attacking the basket. He had a nice, like, reverse layup tonight, but he's still his outside shot is inconsistent. So when Fournier is back, you know, slide Cam to bench minutes. And then just a few other kind of trivial observations, but still worth noting. Svi Mihalik looked pretty good in his limited minutes, man.
Svi, yeah.
He didn't look like a scrub. He looked like he could shoot and get his shot. So
yeah,
he's likely not going to be a factor.
Back-to-back threes, you know, he looked pretty good, man.
Yeah, he did the pump fake, and
he
looked
play,
pretty good out there. He's never going to play, but you know what? Keep him on the rock. I think they should keep him, man, just on the basis of what I saw tonight. He looked like he could shoot. Man, that kid Maturin from Indiana looks pretty nasty, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he was talking smack, like, down 16 in the fourth quarter, but, you know, he looks like he's got – he plays with – as Clyde said, he plays with gusto. So I think, man, I think overall these two games have been basically about as good – as we could possibly have expected or wanted. And it kind of gives me, I know it's obviously it doesn't count, but it kind of gives me the same kind of feeling that we had 2 years ago when we just kind of, we would kind of, I don't want to say easily, but we would kind of go wire to wire with these home wins and just kind of like control, be up big in these games and never really be sweating at all. Like they were kind of stress-free home win. Like we really established a home dominance. So I'm starting to get that feeling, at least from the preseason. Granted, these aren't great opposing teams, right? Indiana and Detroit, not going to be great. But I'm feeling good about things. And I think we should definitely rest some guys for the next game or so. No reason to play all these guys for a game in the game on Wednesday. I hope you guys agree. And then, I would just say my last point is I thought this is a side note, but I thought the Kemba Walker was going to get bought out, but I saw he played tonight. So I was just wondering what that's all about. Maybe like they're going to try to give it a go and realize that, or maybe he realizes that he needs to play to establish value for himself. I don't know, but I was just curious, but great show guys. And looking forward to the next game.
All right. Appreciate it, man. I don't really care about Kemba, but I appreciate that. Let me keep it real. He's not here anymore, man.
I feel you. It lasted as long as a cup of coffee, man.
I don't really care, bro. This is Tibbs. They're all gonna play for the whole preseason. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Hartenstein, you know, wasn't great tonight. And I think his lack of discipline will get Sims back into this rotation. Like you could imagine a night where, you know, Mitch picks up two fouls. Hartenstein comes in, he's overzealous. You got some, you know, dribble penetration going down, a lot of heavy guards, a lot of speedy guards, and Hartenstein picks up 2-3. I wouldn't say Sims is all the way out of it, man. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. I mean, we even saw some goaltends from – we saw two, I think, from
Hartenstein
tonight, which was – you know, I get that it's preseason. You're trying to go – you're trying to get back into rhythm and game shape. So it's not terrible, but it's not a good look either at the same time. Like, but it's also good to see that Sims, that Tibbs not afraid to go to Sims. I mean, all three centers got – run today. It's also, I think, that Tibbs is trying to give all these guys on the bench, one, to protect the starters from not playing too much during the preseason, but two, a little bit of getting these guys some run so that they get their experience, especially when it comes to McBride.
Deuce wants his minutes, man. I'm pulling for Deuce. He wants his minutes. I don't know where it's going to come from, but as Tibbs said tonight, because one of the reporters was asking him, he was like, you know, basically, is you know, is Deuce out of it, or, you know, even though he's playing well, Tibbs said, hey, merit-based. Okay. So, merit-based, he says.
Yeah. We'll see, but I was shocked when I saw three guards in the second unit. I was like, why are we going with? I was like, oh wait a minute, we don't have
Grimes.
We don't have Grimes with 40. I was like, oh, that's why we're seeing McBride in here with Rose and Quick. I was like, this is an odd rotation right now, but all for it. They did a really good job being out there. McBride being that defensive pest as always. Just comes down to the offense, man. 2 for 7. I mean, he knocked down some. He knocked down his threes, but
did knock down a pull up three.
It just comes down. Yep, it just comes down to having more offense if he's going to get more time on the court. Because Rose, Quickly, Brunson, everybody at the guard position can do more of that than what McBride's offering right now. So he's trying to earn a spot, as you said, respect to him. But it's, to me, it's still an uphill battle. Once Grimes comes back, he's going back to the end of the bench. Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. But as it is right now, you know, he's playing hard, he's playing tough, and that's Deuce, man. So definitely good to see that. So to everybody in the chat, once again, let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Friday night, man. Knicks get an easy win over the Pacers, man. 131-114. CP Alex on the ones and twos. Let me load these highlights up. Shout out to Tyler for putting me on. Let me know that the highlights are ready. Takes freaking 40 minutes now. That's not good, but it is what it is. We roll with it. You know, we just do what we have to do, man. All right. Early returns on Twitter saying that I beat Alex in the debate. What else is new?
Hey, listen, man, look at this. I see 70% right here, right in the chat.
I need my glasses, right here, man. I don't see any of that. I need my glasses, man. Listen. It is what it is. Anyway. All right,
can I at least get one win from the voting poll, man? Come on, listen. Just give me one win. I don't usually win many, but give me one.
Hang tight. Six Jacobs on the Discord. Hang tight. Just get ready. And in the meantime, we'll go back to the phones for another one. Let's go to Joe from Nebraska. Joe, how you feeling?
Hey, what's up, CP? How you doing, man?
Joe, how you feeling, bro?
Hey. I got some spin doctor advice for you, CP. I'm on your side, bro. You're my guy. I'm trying to help you here. There's an easy pivot to make right now that you're missing, bro.
Okay.
So
let's go.
We've already So on the Obi thing, you don't want to, you know, if he goes into the Hall of Fame someday, you don't want to be the dud guy with Obi. So here's the thing. You've already made the pivot from talent to the pick itself was a dud because the value isn't there. So here's what you do. You spin this to say from the beginning, you actually meant that the Randall contract was a dud. And then by association, since we already had Obi, that in turn made him a dud for the time being. But it was an Aaron Rodgers situation the whole time. And you knew he was going to be that guy. I'm telling you right now, you can spin this. You never have to admit you were wrong. You don't even have to say you changed your mind, bro. You just gaslight and say, hey, I meant this the whole time. You didn't hear me.
Oh, man. I appreciate that, Joe. I appreciate it, man. Joe's my new debate coach. I appreciate that, man.
That's some free PR right there, CP. I got you, bro.
There it goes, man. What'd you think of the game?
Oh, I mean, it's preseason, so obviously I'm going to overreact. We're going to win the title, obviously. But, Knicks got the dub. My big red got a dub against Rutgers same night, so I can't complain too much about that, man. But I'll let you take care. But anyways, keep that advice, man. Remember, Obi was right. Julius Randle contract, that's the dud. There you go.
All right, there you go. Joe from Nebraska, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. We going all over the map tonight, man. The Midwest
Let's
is calling
go.
In heavy, man. The Dayton influence, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Dayton influence.
Everyone's rooting for Obi, man.
Yeah, so am I. You know, but hey, don't let me influence people in the chat. According to people in the chat, I'm the biggest Obi hater. I saw a guy in the chat say I'm an RJ hater now, which is comical. What else? I'm a Cam hater. I hate everybody on the team. I just do this thing every single night for the last 6 years, but I hate everybody. So there that is. I'll accept it. You know what I'm saying? I'll accept it. Like I said, it is selective hearing. Every night this show is an experiment. It is a human experiment on how well people – I'm serious. I'm serious. And it just goes to show you that people hear and interpret things differently. Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
That's what I've learned in over these 5 years of doing the show. People learn and process differently. Everybody sees things. It's just like the blue and black dress. Remember that whole debate with the blue and black dress? Some people saw the blue dress. Some people saw the black dress. Life is complicated like that, bro.
Now, when was it? At what point would you say that it was that Knicks fans really got to you, CP, and really had you thinking this way? Please, sit down.
Every year you reflect. Every year you reflect. You say, God, why am I still doing this? And then you go through the comments, and you're like, well, I didn't say that, but okay. Well, I didn't say that, but okay. And that's just what it is. You accept it. You accept it. That's just what it is. But the bottom line is.
Now I believe this is a case one of what the caller just called gaslighting. So I think to take care of this, CP, I'm going to subscribe some medication for you. And we're going to check back within about 2 weeks. And we'll see how you're doing. All right?
It's preseason, man. It's preseason. Oh, man. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to let me get to six. Siv Jacobs NYC in the Discord. Siv, go ahead and I'll mute your mic.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you on a speakerphone or
something? No, I'm on my MacBook.
Okay, all right, yeah, let's go. How you doing?
So what I would like to talk about tonight is Jalen Brunson. He has a I think like the addition of him has made the level of play of the overall team go to another level. It was a very good signing, obviously. And also, I want to ask, what will it take to light a fire under Cam's behind? Because you know we're all rooting for him, but we traded the pick and Knox to go get Cam. So
yeah,
I know Fournier is out with the injury right now, and it's only preseason. But it's you know for certain players, it's time you know it's time to put up or shut up, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to you know, but I just want to ask you, well, what do you think? Like, what do you think of the level of play once Brunson, you know, from the first two games? How do you think the level of play on the team has overall been looking? And I've seen and I've seen here that Brunson is going to be the first option, Barrett's going to be the second option, and Randall as the third option. It looks like Randall looks pretty comfortable being the second or third option. He doesn't need to bring the ball up the floor.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
well,
all I'm
we'll see.
Say.
It's still early. You know, it's only preseason. It's only preseason. You know, they played the Pistons and the Pacers. Let's see when season starts and they start playing, you know, some of the beasts of the East and see how that works. But obviously, you know, Brunson is going to handle the ball, handle the rock, you know, a fair share amount of times. He's a point guard. You know, he's not just a supporting cast guy to play off of Julius and RJ. He's a guy that's going to want to force the issue, use his aggression, get into the paint, as you see how he gets in there so easily. He's able to score there effortlessly. And then from there, he could drive and kick. And what we're seeing, RJ's been efficient off of those passes. You hope Julius gets there, especially in the first half. You know, Julius was kind of bricking from downtown. You hope Julius can improve his efficiency a little bit, right? I mean, he dropped off a cliff from 40 to 30 over the last 2 years. You know, can he get back to 35? Can he get to league average? We'll see what happens there. But nevertheless, yeah, I think these guys are kind of playing well off of Brunson so far. And then for Cam, I mean, what else? Cam has to light a fire under himself. He's already been traded. He's staring at a bag in a year or two. I mean, what more do you need? I mean, it's either you have it or you don't. I mean, he's got to turn up. I don't really think, you know, what else does he need to motivate himself?
Well, look, if you have to light a fire under Cam's butt at this point, that's sad.
Yeah.
You're in the last year of your rookie scale contract. You're trying to stay within the league. You're trying to
get – you're trying to even have a role in this league. You know, the Atlanta let you go. Atlanta didn't have faith in you. Was that, wasn't the whole conversation that he wanted a bigger role in Atlanta and they wanted him just to show that he could be a solid role player first before even giving him that type of promotion?
Mm-hmm.
I think that may have been the case. That's why I've heard on all other NBA podcasts. But if that's the case and you're coming here and you still need someone to get you going, and I'm not saying that's the case right now. I'm not saying that's Cam's case right now. But if that is the case, right, based on this caller's thoughts, it's going to be a very tough road for Cam to really survive in this league. If that's the case, if someone needs to put a fire under his butt to get going at this point, last year, your deal, you're on your second team. You're looking to get a bigger role. You haven't carved out a role on the Knicks. Atlanta was willing to trade you for Kevin Knox and a top protected first round pick.
Right.
That tells you what your value is in this league right now. Cause Kevin Knox, he'd even play against the Knicks in preseason.
Yeah.
He got limited minutes down
in
Atlanta.
My guy Cav didn't even get
so,
any shine, man. Yesterday.
So if you're trying.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if that's Cam's, like, that's rough. But for Brunson, I honestly don't think we have, like, a legitimate pecking order on this team between, like, Brunson, Randall.
Right.
And RG, to what you're saying. I just think whoever has it going first, like we just saw tonight, RG had it going first. Brunson came in, and then Randall came in, and it can go any other way. I forget how it was. Brunson that started it off last on Wednesday against the Pistons, right? And then you had Julius and RJ doing their things as well. Yeah, that's just how this team's going to be. We don't really have that Giannis Antetokounmpo, a Nikola Jokic. We don't have any. We don't have a LeBron James. We don't have someone like that on this team. So
it's
going to be a collective team effort. That's why when you see them playing tough together as a team, that's what's inspiring about it.
Yeah, and tonight, you know, you have Julius 15, Brunson 17, RJ 18, Obi 24, Quick 17. Could have a lot of nights like that, or it's kind of spread across, you know. So if it's like that, I don't really think the pecking order matters. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think it matters at all. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. Everybody throw PE in the chat. He says he was doing Comic-Con event at the same time at the Javits Center. Shout out to Comic-Con. He says he ran into 5 KFTV fanatics talking KFTV, King of New York podcast talk. LIRR trains out of Penn buzzing. Let's go. So OG is on the LIRR right now. We got Knicks fans leaving MSG right now, spotted them out, and they're probably watching post-game right now. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Share these videos as well, people at home. Share these videos. Share it on Twitter right now, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you guys do for your social medias. You know, throw TikTok up. If you're watching this at home, you know, throw a TikTok story or Instagram story up and tag us in there. You know, that's how we keep the machine rolling. We got 2,500 people in here on a preseason Friday night. They could be doing anything right now, Al. They're listening to us talk about a 131-114 win, preseason win over the Pacers. So don't watch over the fans by the fans, man. Definitely appreciate everybody for tapping in. Okay, where are we going to go here on the phones? Let me get to some new people. Let's see. Okay, let's go to Omar on the Bronx. He says I took an L. Let's go, Omar. Let's go.
Hey, what's going on, fella CP? Thanks for taking my call, brother.
How you feeling, bro?
All right, good. Alex, I got you, bro, because you beat CP on this one, and we're not going to let it go to rest. So, CP, hear me on this. You said the word dud, right? So, CP,
yes. Would
you agree that the draft is a crapshoot?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So, regardless of what angle that anybody wants to see this from, we all know that the most important priority in the draft is getting a rotation player, right? Getting a rotation player. The position that player plays on your team, if you grab a talented player, it can't not be a dud because you made a good pick if you get a rotation player. The number one priority in the draft is getting a rotation player, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
sure?
So how can Obi be a dud if the Knicks made a pick, regardless of what's going on with the Knicks made first round, and that pick is a rotation player. It cannot be a dud by any stretch of the imagination, my brother.
So are you okay with him playing 20 minutes tonight?
I am not okay with him playing 20 minutes tonight. However, I do understand that the Knicks made a pick 1 out of 30, and that player is a rotation player. So it can't be a loss.
Are you okay with him playing 20 minutes tonight?
I'm not okay with him playing 20 minutes.
Are you okay with the player that you picked with the 8th pick in the draft playing backup minutes?
I'm not okay with that, CP. However, we got to look at the draft structure and look at the way that teams pick. Most of the players in the first round are not NBA players after 3, 4, 5 years. The Knicks made a pick that is an NBA player. So how can it be a loss? How can it be a loss? How can it be a dud? You said the word dud. If you would have chose any other word, you would have won. But you said the word dud, CP.
Listen, that is not a return on your investment just because he's a rotation player. This kid needs to be a starter. He needs 30 minutes. He's being blocked. Randall's success is a detriment to this kid's career. Am I not right on that or no?
I would agree with you on that. But you're saying the word dud. The word dud doesn't fit in this equation. Like, the word dud is the incorrect word for you to say. Like, maybe you could say he's being blocked. You could say any of those other things. But once you say the kid is a dud, the pick is a dud, that's where it becomes incorrect. Because the kid is a rotation player and a starter. So it's kid.
It's about return on your investment. It's about a return on your investment. That's all I'm saying. Betterment. As long as these two guys are not sharing the court together, to me, will not be a success. That is my opinion. It's not about right or wrong. That is my opinion. He needs to be in the starting. The numbers don't lie. Look at the numbers. Your coaches say this is going to be merit-based. Okay. Let's see what happens when the regular season starts.
All right. I appreciate that. Can I just say one more thing about Tibbs? I do like about Tibbs is the fact that he coaches the entire game. Like, it doesn't matter if you're up by 20. It doesn't matter if he's playing the 19th or 20th guy. He's never sitting. He's always coaching every guy. Even after the game, he was talking to Faron Hunt after the buzzer. And I appreciate that about him because Tibbs gets no love on Knicks Fan TV. So I just wanted to say that about him. But I appreciate it, yo.
Appreciate it, man.
Alex, I tried to help you out, but it ain't happening.
I appreciate the help. I appreciate any support.
All right.
I appreciate any support.
You see that? This guy, he's looking to help you out. He's looking to help you out, which means you probably took an L, but that's okay.
Oh,
okay.
But I see the poll. I see the poll. I see Twitter. It's all good, man.
I don't worry about polls, man.
Can I ask you, if you don't worry about all of that, then did I actually win all the other polls in the past? We got you on the record right now.
It's all subjective, man.
Oh,
my God.
Man.
It's all subjective, man. Now he's okay with the number 8 pick in your draft being a rotation player. Are we trying to win a championship, or are we just trying to get okay rotation in players?
Hey, man, you know how I feel about that. I agree with you on that. You're talking about talent. We're going to leave it at that, or we're keep it pushing.
Listen, I don't understand how we were watching the same thing for dozens of games last year. I came in, I gave the kid credit, and we come back in the preseason, and you guys are stuck on it. That's okay. That's totally fine by me. But my opinion is still my opinion. It's not about being right or wrong. See, I'm not here to be right or wrong. I'm here to express my opinion. That is what sports debate is about. That's what it's about.
Look, man, I was just trying to collect rent today, okay?
Yeah.
It's been rent-free for a couple of months. You need to pay dues.
That's what I said on Twitter.
But you had to pay your dues, man. You had to pay your dues.
I have been living rent-free in Knicks Nation's head for months. Just call me Thanos. That's it. Just call me Thanos, man. Who's this on the line with the interference, man? Didn't I hang up? Hold up. Hang on 1 second, man.
Am I still here? I'm sorry.
Oh, Omar, you're still here, man.
I'm just listening.
He's in the background watching movies and whatnot. All right, let's go to Tampa. Rambo, what's going on? Rambo back in here. What's good?
Yo, what's going on with you guys, man? Good evening, good brother, man. How you guys doing today?
Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm on my phone. Just on my earphones, my AirPods.
Okay. All right, no doubt.
All right. Yeah, man. You guys doing all right tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Nah, listen, man. Beautiful game, bro. Beautiful game. So many weapons, man. We got so many weapons. We're not going to talk about Cam. We know what Cam is right now. He needs to get it together. You know, McBride is really going to take that 11th spot. We don't got to even talk about it no more. Top end, we don't got to talk about it. We knew what Top end was. I knew what Top end was and when he blocked KD last year when he played Brooklyn. So my thing is, and what I want to speak on tonight is, and I want to state my statement tonight, is RJ's arrival, All-Star this year. I like it. And I want to state that. That's all I want to do. It was a beautiful game. I hope Tibbs does what he does and maybe shake some stuff up. If he doesn't, then got to get him out of there. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to wait for him to, you know, show me different. That's it. RJ, All-Star. He has a different game. It slowed down for him. He looked like Brunson out there. Like they look just too calm. They look in the environment. But that's all I want to say. And Randall, we good with Randall, man. They both can't play 48 minutes. It's up to Tibbs. Tibbs got to do something.
Okay.
They both can't play 48 minutes. Randall's a bully. 7 points straight. And I said, oh, but what are you going to do when you're not hot? And then he hits it with the next possession. He comes up the court, hits it with the head, hits Brunson with the wide open shot. But Brunson missed, but it's still a wide open shot. Okay, I see where your head's at, Randall. Let's go.
Yeah.
We need that. It's up to Tibbs. Simple as that. But the team is there. The chemistry is there. 3 years is here. Let's go. It's time to really make a run right now.
Appreciate the call.
You guys have a great night, man. Always love, man.
Appreciate it, man. Rambo from Tampa. Oh, I see an interesting call here. Let's go right to him. Christian from the Bronx. So we heard from Omar from the Bronx, who took Alex's side. Christian from the Bronx has something to say. Christian, how you feeling tonight?
Yo, what's going on? What's good with y'all?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
What's going on?
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But listen, CP is right, y'all. Let me tell y'all why CP is right. Guys, we sucked going into the 2020 draft. Let me remind you guys, we were bad. So you finna tell me that we're going to draft a power forward to back up Julius Randle to play 10, 15 minutes when you needed another wing and another point guard? Tyrese Halliburton and Devin Vassell were right there. Let me remind you guys, we were bad. So you're telling me a rotation player played 10, 15 minutes was the right move? Guys, and they didn't trade Julius Randle. Like, what? So they drafted Obi, and I'm like, oh, so that means they're trading Julius. No, they didn't trade him, and they allowed Obi to rot in his rookie year. Like, what do you think that does to the kid? That's terrible. To me, that's trash. And listen, I like Quickly, but guess what? In the draft, when they drafted Quick, Desmond Bain and Jaden McDaniels, they were way ahead of him. And even now, guess what? 29 other teams, they're taking them over Quick. So listen, I like the way they draft, but it isn't perfect. I'm going to just say that. And listen, about the game today, good game. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Brunson, he's a dog. He's a stud. He's a hooper. Cam Reddish, I hope you figure it out. I appreciate y'all.
Christian from the Bronx. That's a five-star call, man. Throw some fives in the chat for Christian from the Bronx, man. Throw some fives in the chat for Christian from the Bronx, man. Christian from the Bronx, man. But you know what? Honestly, I'll say this. I will say this. For me, like the Halliburton Vassell thing wasn't really where I'm at. Like, I wasn't really saying like, oh, well, you should have picked them over Obi. What I'm saying is, to the second part of his point, is that the Randall situation they were, from what I had heard, that they wanted to move him. He had the Cinderella season. They end up extending him. So now, again, if they're not sharing the court, I keep saying the same thing. To me, it's a problem. He's not even the sixth man, bro. He's not the sixth man. It's Quick. Might be Rose. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. He's not even sixth
man. I hear you. I hear you. But once again, it was not we agreed that Obi should be getting more minutes. 100%. We understand that him getting less minutes behind Randall is an issue. But I went through the quotes of what category. You put Obi Toppin in. And we're getting quips all on Twitter right now.
Good.
Of the talent. And by the way, I would take Obi Toppin over Devin Vassell and over Tyrese Haliburton. I like Jalen Brunson on this team more than I would like Tyrese Haliburton, personally. Okay? So that's how I feel about those two picks. Obi Toppin needs more minutes, 100%. But to put him in the category of Frank Ntilikina, Kevin Knox, and say he had more faith in Cam Reddish being a better prospect, those are words that I'm talking about. And why Obi Toppin is not a dud pick.
I was selling to the Cam Hive. I got nothing to hide. I don't delete videos on my channel. It's all right there. It's all right there. You guys want to clip it up, throw it out there on Twitter? Good. Brings more people to the channel. Go ahead and share it all. Share it all. We bring them all back here. That's why we got 2,500 people right here in the chat. It's why it's the number one show for the fans by the fans. I accept it all. I don't run from the smoke, ladies and gentlemen. Never have, never will.
It's funny. It's funny because you're saying you're Thanos.
Yeah.
Everyone's joking right now saying this might be my last show on this on KFTV.
What?
So if I have to be Iron Man, snap that finger. Take out Thanos.
I'm Thanos in Infinity War. No end game.
Oh, no. This is Endgame, sir. Nah, this is Endgame. One.
I'm Thanos of Infinity War. Of Infinity War. All right. Here we go. All right, who else we got? Oh, we got to get to our guy, Sam, man. Sam is back. Preseason edition. Sam, go ahead and I'll mute your mic, bro.
I am so excited. I got my tickets for the season opener.
Let's go.
2 days ago.
Let's go.
Well, between all of this, I'm excited. And we get Quentin Grimes back to run with that second unit. Oh, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be absolutely crazy in there. Now, I really liked what I saw. I think one of the big takeaways that I had is, look, I don't know if anyone remembers, but like during the off season, I wasn't high on Jalen Brunson. Okay, he's really starting to grow on me. He's really being that guy right now. He's doing a great job distributing. He's turning RJ into this new role, and I'm loving it. RJ's really looking really efficient out there. He's playing great. Also takes away from Julius Randle. Now, my one thing is, like, Julius Randle is still being Julius Randle. If you have Jalen Brunson, you're saying that it's making it easier for you, then make it easy for you. Don't get a pass and start doing 100 damn jabs and then into, you know, a mid-range jumper. Now, he did get into his little rhythm, I think, the beginning of the third quarter. So let's start doing that a little bit more. Try to find that pace, because this team can be deadly once you start getting in that rhythm. Obi Toppin, you know, he plays off ball. He's able to do this stuff, so it's able to get him off rhythm. He was so fast, the camera had to catch up on him on fast breaks, guys.
Yeah, they missed him on the cherry picks, man, but that was a good job. Definitely a good job by him, man. I like Brunson, you know. I like Brunson. He's looking good for us, man.
Yeah, I agree. And so, you know, I'm just excited for the season. I can't wait to be calling in every night, the late night West Coast streams. I can't wait to give some more numbers. But
yes,
I'm
sir.
Excited for everyone.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you, Sam. Have a good weekend, man.
You too.
All right. Appreciate it. Al, Sam said he got his tickets for the home opener, but he said he got a couple
Let's
days
go.
Ago. He didn't get it with us. Ours was sold out. Ours has been sold out for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
The home opener is sold out. but I'm working on something, a consolation prize for those who weren't able to get there. I can't say much right now, but I'm working on something. That's all I'll say.
It'll be good.
Yeah. Say it again.
It'll be good.
Oh,
it'll be good.
It's gonna be
consolation.
Yeah, if it comes through, it's gonna be fantastic. Yeah, it's gonna be fantastic, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. How many likes we got in here tonight? Let me see. I got too many windows open. Let me see here. We got 2,500 people in chat, 686 likes, people. Hit that like button right this second. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys, man. Number one show for the fans by the fans. 2,500 people in the chat. We should be at least 2,000 likes. Hit that like button. Share these videos, please. All right, back to the phones we go. Alonzo from Miami. Alonzo, what's going on?
CP, what's really good? What's going on with your family?
So what's going on, man? How you feeling, bro?
Man, I appreciate seeing you in the chat the other day, man. Thank you, man. Absolutely. Hey, I'm gonna say something real quick. I'm gonna give CP his flowers while he's here. We've been watching each other for like 8-9 years now since the channel started, and through ups and downs, CP always gave me words of encouragement, you know what I'm saying, looking out for me. I appreciate you so much, my brother. Love to see what you're doing. Not just the number one basketball, I mean, for Knicks fans, the number one sports YouTube channel out there, period. Period, point blank. Yeah. Number one channel out there, man. Love what you do.
Thanks a lot, bro.
All right, now, I'm going to get on. I'm going to say this right here, man, real talk. Jalen Brunson, I wanted to get him, but I was not expecting what I'm seeing right now. The young man is ridiculous. We haven't had a point guard since Greg Anthony was last decent point.
Felton. I said probably Felton.
Felton when his first tour. Besides that, like, we haven't had no point guard, and this dude is not even in his prime yet. His footwork is almost – he's a Hakeem Olajuwon as a point guard.
Footwork is crazy.
Crazy, his footwork. That's how he's able to get his shots off. But on Obi, like – and people might think I'm crazy, but I watch this kid, man, and he kind of reminds me of Stoudemire when Stoudemire was young and fit. Like, his athleticism with a better jump shot. Because remember, Stoudemire didn't have a jump shot.
Yeah.
And his athleticism, the way he is one bounce and you get dunked on, no matter where you come from. I do agree with you, CP, on what we said about – people have to understand what you're saying when you're talking about OB by being a dud. I don't I don't believe CP saying he's a dud, like he's not good. I think he's saying it was almost a wasted pick. You're wasting this kid's talent having him play behind Randall for so long. I think they're going to have to set a court together. I think Thibodeau's going to have to get out of that old school mindset. They're going to have to play the court together at certain times. This is not the old NBA where all centers are 7 foot, 280 pounds. So you're just going to play small ball sometimes and get him on the court. You can't stunt his growth no more. And to be honest with you, as much as he hasn't played, I'm impressed at how good he is. So just imagine if you give him some minutes. This kid is a phenomenon. Like, I don't care what nobody say. How many 6'8", I mean 6'10" guys, you know, can shoot the three, can is fast like a deer, can dunk. Only thing I ever see from him is post moves. And nobody
That might not be his game. So, you know, everybody's not going to have it all put together. But, I mean, for what he does bring, it's much needed for this team.
And he plays defense. He hustles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this team could – I'm just being honest with you. I know it's preseason, everybody, and I'm going to get up out of here, CP. You got 2,500 people in the chat, man. Like I said, love you. But I don't think I'm reaching with this. I might be. But I think they can make a 6 or 7 seed with this team because you can't key in on one person. You can't just say, okay, if I stop him, I'm going to make the rest of the team beat you. Because as many shooters as they finally have on this team, and you got veterans like Derrick Rose, you got these hustle players, and you got guys that can put the ball in the basket. You stop this guy, okay, tonight Randall get it. Tonight Jalen gets it. You know what I'm saying? Tonight RJ gets it. tonight, Obi gets it or whoever quickly gets it, you can't just key in on one play. And I think that's going to, in the scout report, that's going to be hard for coaches to deal with. Who do I stop tonight?
Yeah.
So I appreciate you, CP, man. Much love to you, man. And hopefully our Hurricanes will pull one out tomorrow.
Man, it's time for the U to get back to prominence. And Alonzo, appreciate the call, man. If any of you Miami Hurricanes fans, definitely check out Alonzo. Let me bring Alonzo back. Yo, Alonzo, what's the name of the official name of your channel for the Hurricanes again?
If they put in Alonzo 1219, it pops right up.
Alonzo 1219 with a Z.
Yeah, with a Z. Yeah,
Alonzo 1219, man. Appreciate it, man. So for all you Miami Hurricanes fans, definitely check it out, man. He's a diehard Hurricanes fan and does Miami Hurricanes content. It's time for the U to come back to prominence. But that's not the point. The point is, Al, Alonzo understands what I'm saying. That's it. He understands what I'm saying. If you guys are happy,
is that all you want, CP, is to be understood?
If you guys are happy with your number 8 pick, that your lottery pick being the 7th in the rotation, so be it. But do not call here begging for more minutes. Because anyone who calls here during the season begging for more minutes is getting the dial tone. No, I'm just kidding. You guys can call in anytime. But Alonzo hit it on the head. Alonzo understands. So shout out to Alonzo.
We get it, CP. You just want to be understood, man. That's why you come on this show. You want to be understood.
It.
But no one's disagreeing with that point.
That's
We're just disagreeing that he's not in the Frank Ntilikina category, as you
said.
Well,
if they waste
in the at the 2 hour, 54 minute, 22 second mark on March 4th, months ago, my man. You put this man in the Frank Ntilikina category for talent.
For a waste of an asset, meaning they wasted Frank was a waste of an asset and a bad player. Obi's a good player, but if they don't get the most out of that asset, it will be just as bad. It's asset management,
my man.
It's being on the same page.
You legitimately said you came. We said this fan base loves to hype up its own players. We like to say, why isn't Tiz playing Frank and talking about maybe the coaches know best as to why he's not playing?
Yeah, they went in and got washed by the Phoenix Suns, a good team. So what? He didn't play well that night. But what are you blaming me for? That I sided with the coach?
Oh my God.
That I sided with an NBA coach?
No, it wasn't
for
one night,
playing?
My man. It was not for one. No. It was not for one night. It was like, why is he getting no more than 15 minutes? On a nightly basis, that is where this conversation went that night.
Well,
exactly. So you're talking about talent. You're talking about talent.
Well, for this
you're
coaching
why
staff, it is merit-based. However, the point is, if he's not playing extended minutes, which he even admitted to you himself, if he's playing in limited minutes, he's not good. He needs more minutes. And that was the problem.
That.
Because he was not playing many minutes, he's not able to flourish. When he plays more minutes, he can flourish. He's comfortable now. He's confident now.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. But no one's disagreeing with that. We're talking about how you told him a Frank Ntilikina type talent. We keep going back to this. We keep going down the same path.
Sorry.
We're like, yes. It's like that SpongeBob meme with Patrick. Is your name Patrick Starr? Do you live at this address? Yes. So then this must be your wallet. No, not my wallet. That's exactly where we're going with this all the time.
Listen, man. I know what I said. It's all there. It's all there.
It is.
Yeah.
So, Knicks Nation, you be the judge.
Hey,
go back and go watch.
That's what we say on this show. Hasib is king on the Discord. Go ahead and I'll beat your mic. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what up, CP? You hear me?
Yeah, what's going on? How you feeling?
Not so much, man. Just chilling. But quickly for the game, about Cam Reddish, I'm kind of disappointed with his performance today, man, because you had an opportunity to be in the starting lineup, you know, play with some of the starters. Obviously, Evan Fournier is out, and then Quentin Grimes is out. You get a chance to show people that, you know, you're not lacking that sort of rotor. You got that energy in you. You can, you know, bring something and crack the rotation. And to be honest, he kind of just came out of the gate lackadaisical, just without any sort of confidence. Like you said, he was probably playing out of position maybe, but he didn't really, you know, stand out. And they should definitely get the Cam Hyde more quiet in this case, but he just didn't look good out there. People say he looks like the next Paul George, or he could be the next Paul George. He honestly looked like the next Kevin Knox to me, in my opinion.
That was just Hawks management hyping him up. I was cracking up, man. They had that press conference, and him and Nate McMillan were like, yeah, he could be the next Paul George. And I'm like, then why the hell are you getting rid of him? There was no rush for the Hawks to get rid of him. There was absolutely no rush. So what, he wanted to get traded? What was he, Michael Jordan? He's James Harden now? You got to acquiesce? You can be like, no, we're not trading you. You could earn your minutes, or we put you in the rotation. They got rid of him fast, early. And remember, those Cam Reddish trade rumors were going on way before he even got traded. From even like the draft, there was rumors that they put him on the block. So that was a long time that they had him available. And this is your lottery pick here. It's not to cast aspersions on the kid. It's not to say he's this or that, because I don't know him. But all I'm saying is it's a buyer beware situation. And so he has opportunity now to you know, do something with what he has, with the opportunity, with his playing time. It's just not, you know, it's not really looking good. So we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely not looking good at all. I mean, the Lakers want him, apparently. So, I mean, I'd try to finesse the first round from the Lakers maybe and see if they want Cam Reddish. We'll gladly get rid of him because he just doesn't really look that good to me.
Yeah.
But on to our dud pick, Obi Toppin here, man. Yeah. He's looking really, really good. He's pretty much coming back off from that strong start or strong finish from last season and kind of picking up from where he left off. And you can really tell that Garden crowd is getting, like, you know, right behind him, cheering for him. So a quick question for you guys is, it was something we talked about in the off season, or you guys did, and it was about, you know, how long will the Knicks fans have patience with Randall? So let's say if Randall has a decent start, but he's not in the all-star level, for example, and Obi's still playing the same way he's playing right now with these high-energy plays, and the Garden crowd is just cheering for him. It kind of puts Randall in a bad spot, don't you think? Because no matter, let's say, how decent he's going to play, the crowd may just want to see Obi more and more and more. And I'm going to feel kind of bad for Randall, but it may be a sense where the Garden crowd might not even give him, you know, 10 to 15 games before they want to see more Obi. So just let me know, guys, his thoughts on that.
100, you're 100% right. Julius ain't getting 22 minutes tonight. That's just the reality. Now, what will help him is if Brunson and RJ are cooking, or if, like, Quickly's cooking and maybe take a little bit of pressure off. But you heard the Obi chants tonight. You know, you heard him. And that's not going to go away. It's definitely not going to go away.
No.
So is it a good look for Julius? Nah, it's not. But I don't know. What else can – what are you going to do?
I mean, the conversation is, does this front office move Julius at his highest to give Obi Toppin the starter role, right? That's the question that we don't know. As of right now, Julius is playing well throughout the preseason. If this continues into the regular season, it's going to be another difficult decision for this front office, because they're trying to help their coach win to keep a job. Right? You're not just going to trade a good player and then take a step back, right? Unless Obi can be that, right? Unless Obi can be a legitimate starter, then I could see the front office making that type of decision.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it's we'll see, man. I think you can get Obi more minutes if you don't play Julius like he needs to be playing 38 minutes every single night. He really doesn't need to play that many minutes.
Right.
That burned him out two seasons ago. I think it burned him out last season. He was given extra responsibility to be the initiator and to be the all-star on this team once again. I think that was too much of a workload for him. I go back to what Clyde said earlier. Randall's happy to have someone like Brunson to alleviate him of those playmaking duties. I also think Tibbs can help him out by saying, you know what? We can cut your minutes down to like 32, like what they do to Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know? They give him the whole manages minutes throughout the entire regular season.
Yeah.
And then he starts to ramp back up once the playoff push comes. If you're talking about play and push for this team, you can do the same thing for Julius Randle so he stays fresh, so he's not burnt out. And you have the depth on this team, not just for Randle, but for everybody else who needs it. You know, Obi, RJ, quit. These guys are young. I think the same thing goes for Derrick Rose, too. There's probably going to be nights where you got to give Derrick Rose a break because if you need Derrick Rose for the postseason.
And that's probably where McBride comes in.
25 minutes.
That's probably where McBride comes in. Boy.
And maybe. But for Tibbs, that's what he just needs to do. I feel like that is just a simple adjustment that he can make and just see, does your second unit have it going? Does Obi have it going tonight? If Obi's cooking like he was tonight, don't pull him out because that was the other issue we had last season. It'd be 7 minutes in. Oh, this kid hasn't missed a shot. Pull him right out to put Randle back in and then grinding halt on the offense. You know, let's see if some of the staggering minutes comes into play. Let's see. You know, we also heard the sound bit from Tibbs where he's not too high on playing Randle and Obi together because he looked at the numbers, even though it's a small set of numbers. Yeah, it's positive. He brought in saying it was a lot of garbage minutes where they were playing together. But the whole thing that Tibbs wants Obi to be good at is defense. So if Obi's defense is on another level where, you know, you see blocks, you're seeing solid rebounding, maybe you can get some of the Randle Obi. I'm not that high on it going to happen, but if Obi takes that step defensively, I can see there being a possibility.
Yeah.
But I still think that's a very far reach for Tibbs to even go that route.
Well, he's a rim protection guy, and I don't think he trusts either one of them, especially Randle at the five to be helping out. And I don't think he wants to put that type of pressure on Julius to have to play both ends that way and the physical demands that it takes, you know, to play the five. I don't know if he wants to do that.
I think it just comes up to like matchups, game night. Like if you see another team going small ball, I say that is when you take those opportunities to get Obi more
minutes. And there were opportunities last year to do that. There were a lot.
And there were, and he didn't do it, which is that's the issue, is that if you're seeing a small lineup out there where Obi could be good in that, that's where the frustration comes in for Tom Thibodeau, is that you have an opportunity to get one of your most electric players on the court. Take advantage of that because this game is about momentum.
Big time.
If you can quiet the crowd with four highlight reel dunks that we saw tonight, or just deflate the opposing team, make their bench quiet and go on a nice run because it's just you're out in the open space, you're getting a lot of easy buckets and they can't stop you, that deflates the team. Now you're starting to get on a run, tilt in your favor. Those are the type of things that you got to have a feel for the offensive game, and hopefully, you know, you hope Tom Thibodeau has learned from last season. We're starting to see a little bit of stagger minutes. You hope that goes into this season. That's all I'm hoping for.
True story. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. If you guys are new in the chat, man, drop a hashtag new in the chat, and we will shout you guys out. Take a couple more calls and then wrap up. Let's go to – I want to just get to some new people. Let me go to Akil from Virginia. Akil, how you feeling?
Yo, how you doing? CP, I'm on?
Yeah, loud and clear, man.
Oh, okay, cool. What's going on, CP, Alex? I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Yep, you know, I got, where in PA you at?
What's up?
I'm in Virginia Beach area, Hampton Roads.
VA Beach.
Originally from Brooklyn, though.
Okay, nice.
But,
nice.
Yo, I got a different take on this whole Obi thing. I know y'all, you know, saying he's a dud, all this stuff. I think Obi's exactly where he needs to be. Obi, okay. I don't think he can be a starter. I think he is exactly what he needs to be doing. He needs to be coming off the bench, giving energy, and that's what his job is. I think that's who he is. So I don't think that he's a dud. I think that's just what his position is at this moment. I don't think he could do an 82-game season run up and down the court doing dunks. He had 3 rebounds tonight. I mean, he had an awesome game. We love Obi, but I think he's exactly what he needs to be.
So, okay.
Go ahead.
Say
again?
No, I was just asking the chat to rate your call so far, but go ahead.
I got one more thing. I know everybody hates on Tibbs, you know, say, yo, he don't develop the kids, but, yo, we don't got – every single kid we got has improved each year they've been here with Tibbs. Each year they've been here with Tibbs, like we got Deuce improving, Grimes improving. Obi each year has improved. IQ each year has improved. He's developing these kids. I know the narrative is out here. He don't play the kids. He don't do this. All these kids are developing and doing it at their own pace. I think he's doing a good job. I know I'm probably might get some tomatoes for some people, but I think I
hey,
don't see people
no more. Stand on your stand 10 toes down, man. Don't worry about it. I do this every night, man. Don't be afraid of the chat. Don't be
that's
afraid
that's
of
what
the
I'm
chat.
Talking about. Yeah, that's what's up.
Rate that call in the chat, man. McKeel going the other way. He said, Obi's right in his role, and Tibbs is doing a great job. Rate that call. Five being facts, one being trash. What do you guys think? I'm seeing some fire. I'm seeing a mix. Seeing a mix, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely a mix. I mean, we were saying we got killed last season for saying Tibbs was a good coach. Man.
See, I'm seeing some mixed reactions. Shout out to Trilogy Music Team hashtag new. Dan Hidalgo, how you feeling? And Kyle Dason. Team hashtag new. Salute to everybody. Salute to Jeremy Maynard. $5 super chat. Says 53 wins with Jalen Brunson at the helm. Obi and RJ are stars. The defense is blessed by our depth. Tibbs needs to be wise beyond convention. Okay, so he's going 50 burger plus. Putting cheese on that.
Mm.
Let's go. I'm with it.
Joining ice water.
Yeah, that's right. I just want to call back just to say he's with the 50 Burger Club. All right, I'm going to take a couple more and then wrap. Dark Horse, I'm going to put you in the queue on the Discord. Let's see. Let me get to my guy Ron from Baltimore. Ron, how you feeling?
CP, you know how Jalen Brunson said he's not the savior?
Yeah.
He is the savior. He is the savior. I hate to break it to you. I understand we got a lot of weapons, but he makes it go. RJ, to me, if you're guarding RJ, why are you letting him go left? Like, why do people still let this man go left and let him finish? Like, I love it because I'm a Knicks fan, but, like, I don't understand it. And now he's making the threes, which is great. My thing with Cam, CP, he was thinking too much, but he did give you that MJ Burks reverse layup. He gave you that one, CP.
He did. That was nice. That was nice. It did remind me of my guy Burks. I did. Yeah, I did have a quick flashback. That was nice, man.
That was for MJ Burks, and I'll give Randall credit. That was off a Randall pass. So the one thing with the Randall thing, let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
This should be easier now. He shouldn't have to expend as much energy. Like, when people are getting popcorn, remember the first preseason game in the third quarter where Randall could just – he was fresh, and people were getting popcorn, and Randall could just go at it. Second quarter, he scored seven straight. People were probably getting popcorn. But Randall, we gave him his opportunities, and he maximized them. But, like, that's the thing that I like now. Like, Brunson's going to have the ball, and then we could just say, we can fit you in, Randall. Just fit in with us. We're going to give you some opportunities. Still be a willing passer, but just fit in. Don't get loosey-goosey. But he scored seven straight. He was pushing. The thing with people don't realize with Julius is if he actually, like, can play off the ball, and that's the key. He's going to have to continue to learn and push the pace, get him in transition. He can play a LeBron. I'm not saying he's LeBron James, okay? I'm not saying that. But he has the build where he's a force, and he can be an incredible rebounder. And I still think there is a use for both of them on this team. That's Tibbs' job. Another thing, CP, is Mitch, to me, I like that we found Mitch in the third quarter. We have to continue to do that. So I appreciate RJ. I appreciate Brunson. IQ still over-dribbled. I threw my remote at the TV in the first quarter. But IQ saved us in the third quarter. He still, don't get me wrong, IQ was great. Drawing the fouls, he saved us on McConnell in the threes. But, like, IQ still, like, has these possessions where he drives me nuts. I know he's a great scorer. But if he can just get a little quicker, because he's small and they'll collapse on him, CP, he's got to stop over dribbling. And the one thing about Obi is I don't care about any of the dunks. I know he can do that. I need Obi to continue to rebound and continue to shoot the three and play defense. Like, if Obi can do that, like, everybody's going goo goo gaga. It's one game and I love it. And Obi, everybody wants to see Obi get minutes. But that's what he has to do every night. We have to see it. So let's let it play out. Let's embrace everybody. It's a great night, but MJ Brunson is the reason why we're gonna win this thing.
Let's go, man. Ron from Baltimore.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. All right, we'll wrap it up with Dark Horse. Dark Horse, again, I'll mute your mic. Dark Horse, going once.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Let's go.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm liking what I'm saying. It's, you know, it's preseason. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to lie. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Victor Wembanyama a little bit more. No, listen, we have a proclivity. I'm about to use a CP word.
Yes.
To draft French players, right?
Oh, boy.
This is the one. So hear me out. We had a crazy season 2 years ago, fourth seed. Great. Awesome. You know what I'm saying? It was a shot in the dark. Last season was a dud. We could have just put it in the, you know what I'm saying, tankathon. We could have tanked it.
Yeah.
This season, as excited as everybody is, it's a crapshoot. I don't know if we're going to get last year's team or the year before. Randall doesn't really look like he's the Randall from 2 years ago. He kind of looks like he's the Randall from last year. I'm not going to lie to you. So,
he's trying to sell everybody on the tank.
We're way too excited. I'm saying what I want to discuss doesn't have to be this show. An injury to, you know, knock on wood. I don't want anyone to get injured.
Now he's talking about injuries.
Player or two. What do we do? Yeah. Bars. I'm out.
Yeah. Yo, man, I will let you get back to your Friday, Dark Horse, man. I will let you get back to your Friday. He's like, hear me out. This may not go the way everybody wants. You got people in the chat talking about 50 wins, OB for MVP, RJ's All-Star. My man just came in and threw all of that out the window. He said, forget about all of that. Let's go get the 7-5 unicorn. Man. Throw this whole season in the garbage and go get the French kid.
Alien, according to LeBron James. The alien.
Yo.
Yeah, as soon as I saw... Oh, man. Ain't happening.
The kid's magical, man. I don't like...
He's awesome.
Listen, he's great. He looks great against a lot of scrubs. The 7-5 thing is... You're not selling me on that, bro. On a longevity, on a long career. That's like Sean Bradley doing yeah. in KD's body. I don't trust it, man. You see
what happened to Chet, right? Yeah.
You see what happened to Chet? You see what happened to, I mean, the Porzingis thing, okay, everybody can go down with ACLs, right? But, like,
that, but he hasn't been the same, man.
I don't see it, man. Listen, the kid is out of this world. I'm talking about. I'm not talking about talent now. Forget talent. I'm talking about longevity.
Yeah.
Is he going to be around long enough for you to even build a championship contender with him playing like that at 7'5"? Okay, what happened to Yao Ming? Foot. KD ultimately had a foot. He's still at the top of his game. Foot. At 7'5"? I don't know, bro.
To have that frame. It's not like being like a 7-footer or close to a 7-footer like Giannis Antetokounmpo and being built. I get what you're saying. It's the thin frame like a Kevin Durant, Chet Holmgren, all these dudes who are lanky. And it's can they actually take the physicality of the NBA?
Season.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not France. This is not G League Ignite. You're not playing these. Half of those guys aren't going to make it. I'm talking about that 7'5". You're going up against the belly of the beast. You're going up against the Greek freak. All these big guys. Bam, Jokic, Embiid. Look how often Embiid gets nicked up.
Oh, yeah. Embiid's like the definition of injury. And you can't really hide him either. It's not like you're going to draft that kid and put him on a guard or wing. He has to play the 4 or the 5. I hear what you're saying. Realistically, we're not in that position to go get someone that anyway through the draft.
Yeah, no.
I don't even think you could give up all the draft picks that we have.
Well,
to go get him.
You never know. I don't think so. I mean, look how far the Pelicans jumped up and got Zion, right? I mean, luck plays a lot into it. He's an obvious pick. Obviously, you have to take the pick, but I don't think it's crazy to question
how long he's going to last in the NBA at 7'5" doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
The jumpers he's making is crazy.
Insane.
It's insane.
Absolutely insane. He's blocking shots, knocking down threes. He's doing everything, man.
It's
absolutely
insane.
Wild.
So, but Dark Horse, he's Team Tank right now, man. He's like, forget all this preseason talk. He's with the Tank, man. So, but yeah, nevertheless.
And there's also other kids in this draft. You got the Thompson twins.
Scoot looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, Scoot looks good.
Scoot is a bucket.
Yep.
You know, Scoot is a bucket. Yeah, somebody in the chat, Jeffrey Clatcher, said Scoot might be the guy. You know.
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, you fat would look great on the back of a Nick jersey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that was good for the weekend. And then what else happened this weekend? You had the Draymond and Jordan Poole fight leak on the internet, man. Shout out to capitalism, man. When there's a dollar to be made, there's people that'll go out there and risk it all to get it. My guy Harvey Levin at TMZ said, hey, who's got the tape? There's always security cameras everywhere, right? We're in a connected world. So we saw the tape. And let me get off the phones. Shout out to everybody on the phones, man. We'll talk to you guys next preseason game. Thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend.